I am delighted to be here. Thank you for inviting me, and hope to be here more, you know, more times from time to time. It's really good to be here and to see you all again. And your songs have just expressed, because we're here to be the Christ, you know, and express, and it all supports. Well, it's good. It's all good. The title of this, Wayne mentioned that he thought it was a typo, and it was on purpose. Sunshine, Sweet Sunshine. I chose this. Vernetta and I had had lunch, and I said, I will let you know what my talk title will be so that she could do the newsletter information. And so that came to me. And one of the reasons it came to me was we had, at that point, we had just finished a whole lot of rain. You know, you remember. Yeah, floods. There was lots and lots of rain. And just before, it was a sunny day, and there was this sweet sunshine, just this experience of gratitude and relief, and oh my gosh, this wonderful sunshine! I was so happy that it was sunny. We've had some extreme weather, right? We went for a long period of rain and floods, and all that brought. We had heat. I was on a call with, I'm on a board of a friend of mine has a alternative ministry, and she has a board, and so I'm on it. And we were kind of all Colorado, Denver area here, and Pennsylvania, and everybody on the check-in said, it's hot. It's just hot. So it and in this past week, it's been perfect. So weather has just, it's just been really, really interesting. What occurred to me was as I experienced that, sweet, sweet sunshine feeling. Now, I know that the sun is always there. It's always there, right? But day after day after day after day of rain, you begin to kind of forget that it will shine again sometime. But it's kind of a great metaphor, too, because in our lives, rainy periods and storms can make us forget the sunshine, the Christ light that we have. So let's talk about that today. Sunshine. To do that, I want to talk just a minute about the five principles. We're going to focus on the third principle. Remember what that is? It's a test. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Yes. First principle, as you know, one power, one presence, one God. Second is our relationship to that presence, the creation. We are creations of the Most High. So we have that hereditary kind of relationship with the Creator, so that we have in potential anyway all of the attributes, peace and love and all of that is potentially in us. So we have that close relationship. The third principle is the law of mind action. What we think about, what we put our attention on over and over and over again is very likely to express in our lives, is to manifest in our lives. And so your songs have been beautiful, you know, going along with the third basic principle. The bad news is, that's good news, because it is quite a power. You know, we can create the lives that we want, or we can create lives that we don't want, all by the power of our thinking. Because the universe does not say, if I'm thinking about my bank account that is overflowing and the abundance that I have, the universe conspires to bring us, you know, what we put our attention on. And the universe, good, yes, let's get more of that for her or you, anybody. The universe does not worry about, I don't have enough in my bank account. Oh, my gosh, I'm just, you know, things are not so good. The universe doesn't say, oh, that's a negative thought. Let's just ignore that and wait till she thinks of something positive again. It doesn't work that way. Wherever we focus our energy, consistently is where we create possibilities. Stronger and stronger with the level of input that we give it. So knowing that then, let's go back to this idea of the rain and the storms. With the rain, there were some tornado warnings. Some I've been to the basement a couple of times this year. Maybe some of you have, yeah, for tornado warnings, yes. My dogs hate storms, and so as soon as I start heading to the basement, they are there. They're racing me downstairs because we know this is the drill. You know? So we've had some storms. We've had flooding. There have been, I'm grateful I didn't have any damage. Hopefully you guys didn't. But there were people who had to be evacuated. There were people who lost their homes, you know, to the flooding. So it can be really extreme sometimes. And that, you know, we know there's sunshine. We know there's sunshine, but do you think of that when all that's happening? Maybe not. Maybe not. If you do, it's not going to change what's happening. You know, there are people who think that Unity folks just put our heads in the sand and pretend like everything's okay. You know, all is well, la, 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 you know. And we don't really do that. You know, we know there's reality with a capital R and reality with a little r. And so reality with the little r is people get flooded. Homes get destroyed. People get sick. People die. That's reality with the little r. Reality with the big R is that all is well. There is sunshine. Always. If we do remember that there is sunshine when all of this calamity is happening, it isn't that we're sticking our heads in the sand. It might help, though, to think this too shall pass, right? That it can help bring that temporary aspect to whatever is going on. Even though we're not focused on sunshine, I wanted to mention that it is normal. It is very normal to have feelings of anger, of fear, of frustration, irritation, you just name it. Be it, experience it, you know, and then let it go. This too shall pass. We are a combination of spiritual and human. So there are storms, there is rain from time to time, and the sun is always shining. I can't I'd say this. It just keeps popping in my head, so okay, I'll say it. The first time I took I was on a plane, and that was in my 20s. I mean, I didn't fly as a kid. I was just so impressed above the clouds with that bright sunshine. I was like, oh my gosh, this is gorgeous up here. I had no idea, and you could see below all the clouds. You know. So when I think of sunshine, I think of that above the clouds, bright, sparkly sunshine. Okay, that's in the physical. Now let's talk about sunshine, that light, that Christ light. We have storms in our lives, right? Some of them are small little rain, happenings of rain, or, you know, like that. Some of them are small, some of them are a little bigger, some of them are devastating. You know, they're really hard to get up from. One that was just a kind of a bump was 2 days before I was to leave for a conference, my air conditioner went out. And it was already starting to get hot. So I was able to, in a couple of days, make arrangements and get a new system, which works beautifully. You know, it's just lovely. That's a bump. It was uncomfortable while it was happening for those few days. I remember being splayed out in the bed, you know, having a fan on me trying to sleep. But I'm grateful that I had the resources and, you know, all that to be able to fix the problem, you know, pretty quickly. I call that a bump. There are things that happen in our lives, though, that sometimes bring us to our knees, that are really, really difficult. When those things happen, where are our thoughts? What are we thinking? As we think about this law of mind action, where do our thoughts go? I think there are three things that happen that kind of prevent us from seeing the sunlight, the Christ light, the divine sunshine. Three ways of thinking that impact our way of being. So I want to tell you about those. The first one is what I call metaphysical malpractice. You heard of that? Yes, yes. And you know, we think, well, nobody thinks about that or does that anymore. I've had two conversations in the last month about this very thing, about well, how is it that this is happening? How am I causing this? Okay, this is the world according to Sharon now. Okay, I think that we are threads in a tapestry, and so we don't see the big picture. We see what's happening to us, but we don't know how that is in relation to other people, or you know, if there's a higher purpose for when we come to the earth and who we choose as parents. All that, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't claim to know. I don't even need to know. It is my job to do the best I can with what I have, where I am. You know? When something happens, and my home minister, Randy Schmielig, talked to me, because when I got breast cancer, after a couple of 3 days, he let me be, you know, with the diagnosis for a bit. And then he called me and he said, I don't want you to think this is your fault. And it was helpful. It was very helpful. Because at that time I was thinking, how did this happen? We have no cancer in my family. How did this happen? Did I cause it? I don't know, maybe, you know, some ways. What I did do was I learned a lot from the experience. I do not beat myself up. I think that we are all, what I came to is, this is the world according to Sharon, I think that we are all exposed to a lot of toxins in the air, in our water, in the chemicals that in our food. There are toxins that just beat away at us, and our bodies do the best they can to respond and keep us healthy, but sometimes it's too much. And so something's got to give. And in this case for me, it was a form of cancer. Did I cause that? Well, you know, in some ways, maybe. I didn't eat very well. You know, they used to call me the Oreo Queen. I don't know if I ever told you that. A little, did you know this? I would eat a third of a package of Oreos at a sitting with a glass of milk, and it was wonderful, you know. But fast food, I loved fast food. So did I take care of my body? No, I did not. And I'm doing much better now. Thank you. In one way, I might have contributed to. Did I cause it? Not by itself, but I contributed to it. So I think we have a part in it, but I'm not ever going to say, oh my gosh, Sharon, you just did a terrible job of living and look what's happened to you. It's your fault, because that's metaphysical malpractice. We don't want to do that to ourselves, and we don't want to do it to other people, because we're all doing the best that we can with what we've got. Metaphysical malpractice, don't do that. The law of mind action, but it's using it in the wrong way. Okay. Another error way of thinking about this is seeing past appearances is what I call it. And then another way of saying that is sort of buying into believing what we see. We as humans have come to really rely on our senses. And so there's a phrase that says, seeing is believing. But Unity says, believing is seeing. Again, that reality with the capital R and the little r. It could be that I'm experiencing allergy symptoms. That's little r, reality. I take Allegra, you know, for when it gets bad. That's little r. That's, I'm taking care of business. I'm doing what needs to happen. But the big R is my body is a living temple. And it is in the DNA for it is perfection. And the more I can align my thoughts with that, the more likely it is that my everything in my body will align to make that a reality with capital R. So seeing past appearances is something that we can learn as we're thinking, as we're using this law of mind action. Combine that with knowing the truth, truth with a capital T. You know, we are each magnificent creations of the Most High. All right, metaphysical malpractice, don't do that. Look past appearances, do that. And then the third is the story I'm making up. Yeah, you heard Brené Brown? Yes, she's got a wonderful, I think she's the best. She's just amazing. She, on one of her videos, I think, tells the story, and I'll just give it a teeny little thing. She and her husband are swimming in a lake that they've been to many times, and they go across and come back, and she's filled with this nostalgia, loving nostalgia. Oh, this is just, isn't this, I'm just so grateful that we're here swimming, and I'm here with you, my husband. And so she tells, you know, they stop kind of part of the way through over there, and then they come back. She tells him, you know, a little bit of this. I'm just so grateful that you're here. I love you so much, and isn't this one? And he didn't say anything. Nothing. So they continue to swim. When they got back to the dock, he still hadn't said anything, and she had said another time or two, you know, something about how wonderful this was that they were doing this experience, and, you know, nothing. So her phrase, which I love, is that the story I'm making up about this is that I'm not attractive to you anymore. We've been married a long time. I've had kids. The body isn't what it used to be. You don't like this swimming with me anymore. That's a story I'm making up. And he looked at her. And he still had this kind of wild, frightened look in his eye. And he said, so apparently what was going on for him was he was watching the lake because he was worried about their safety. So the whole time they're swimming across and back, he's watching for boats and just monitoring to make sure they don't get hurt. He didn't even hear what she said because he was so consumed with this fear that he was... you know, something bad could happen. So, you know, is there a connection? No, there wasn't. But her saying, the story I'm making up about this, because don't we all fill in the gaps? Oh, my God. This happens, and then boop, 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 it must be this, you know? And if we hold on to that long enough, we'll just swear to it that it's true, you know? That comes from... You know, it's human to want to have the answers, to have a complete picture. It's very human to do those kinds of things. But it is a danger. It is a danger, and it comes with that, the way we use our thinking, because it is a complete buy-in to something that is false and erroneous. So those are three ways that I think that we use the law of mind action against ourselves, and not in a creative, constructive way, to worsen our lives, to make those storms actually continue or make them worse. So sunlight, what is sunlight, S-O-N? We know the answer, don't we? You know the answer. We've done this dance before. You know the answer to this. We are children of God. We are divine. We know the power that we have within us. That's sunlight, Christ light. Well, then why don't we use it? Why do we get ourselves in this predicament of forgetting, of forgetting the truth and getting all worried and frightened and angry and... It's because sometimes we forget. We just forget. Sometimes we believe in the appearances so much that we forget that above the clouds there is bright sunlight, that somewhere within there is the all. There is one little reading I wanted to share with you. I almost forgot. This is from the book The Song of the Bird by Anthony DeMello. It's called The Little Fish. "Excuse me," said an ocean fish. "You are older than I, so can you tell me where to find this thing they call the ocean?" "The ocean," said the older fish, "is the thing you are in now." "Oh, this? But this is water. What I'm seeking is the ocean," said the disappointed fish as he swam away to search elsewhere. In the end of this little write-up, it says, "Stop searching, little fish. There isn't anything to look for. All you have to do is look." All we have to do is look. So this is the part where I usually have some kind of how-to. I don't have a how-to. Yes, we can be mindful of our thoughts. We can not do some of those things. We can focus our thoughts. But I decided I need a memory jogger every once in a while. I think that's helpful. So I'm suggesting, and I've started doing it, I'm suggesting that every time there is sunshine, that is a reminder that, yes, the sun is always shining above the clouds. And likewise, it is that we are already in the ocean of godness. We are already lights. That is always true. It will never be false. And just by remembering, we can't change the external situation that we're in. What we can change is our reaction, our thoughts, our feelings, our experience of it. We can be peaceful. We can be joyful. We can be that expression of light in the world. Let's take this into contemplation. So I invite you to become comfortable in your seats. Gently close your outer eyes if you haven't already. Allow yourselves to relax, starting at the top of your head and moving downward. Release those muscles that are holding on. Relax, let go. And breathe. The breath is the one thing that can ground us immediately if we allow it to do so. When the world wants to pick us up and carry us along on the storms and the tides of emotion and all of that, we can breathe. And by slowing down and taking that deep breath, we become oriented once again in the present moment. And then as we turn our attention within, turn it inward, and we further block out all of the outer noise, and we rest in that inner space. In prayer chaplain training, we say, go from your head to your heart. Purposely move your attention to your heart. And when you do that, you can feel kind of an expansion. I call it a heart swell. This is the connection. This is the connecting place between the divine and the human. This is where we are at one with all there is, all creation, all God. And we do that now. We rest. We breathe, and we once again find that space of light, of peace, of love, and of joy. This is the truth of us with a capital T. This is reality with a capital R. This is life. This oneness. And as we do, Each time we get together, let us spend a few moments in silence to be in this space of love and light and peace and joy. To be breathing, to be willing, to be open in the silence. We are grateful. We are grateful that we know these things. We are grateful for the awareness that we are divine creations. We are grateful for the power, the innate power that we have. We're grateful for the choice that we can make to express that light more completely, more freely. Every moment, every choice. We are grateful to be spiritual beings having a human experience. Grateful to be in this community of loving hearts. Grateful to be able to be, as we choose, the light in the world. And we complete this time together, as we often do every time I'm here, by affirming again, by repeating the words our way shower and master teacher Jesus Christ, the words he taught us as the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.